Hi everyone, it's Dr. Denise, and this is the Creative Mind series. And I actually came up with a word for our guest. I'm actually soul struck, not just star struck. Welcome, Desiree.
Hi, Dr. Denise.
Oh my goodness. So everyone, I have Desiree Kahikopo Mefret, film director and producer from Nambia here today. Thank you so much for being here.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh my goodness. So everyone, I actually got to meet Desiree. So, you know, it's really such a gift during these times. I think when we get to see people in person, you're doing the screening of The White Line in Beverly Hills. Was my first time in a movie theater since before the pandemic.
You came to see me.
I did. I came to see you, but I also really want to thank, I think it's so important. Gratitude, I always say, is my secret sauce. And I want to let you know that Chris Gordon from Media Source Entertainment invited me, and I just thanked him right before our interview. And I said, can you just give a little shout out to Desiree? So here it is. I haven't even listened to this.
When I think about Desiree and the movie White Line, the word that comes to mind is impact. The impact of the movie on today's issues of female empowerment and racial harmony. Desiree and team have done a wonderful job of touching every corner of both of those issues. Enjoy the movie, enjoy Desiree, and enjoy Dr. Denise.
Oh my goodness. How are you feeling after hearing those words?
To start where we started off with this film, and you know, and just the journey of that, and then just kind of hearing how it, you know, how people interpreted it and how they really got what it is that we wanted to say and the levels of the message that we had in the film, which Chris got, and we had discussions about. So that was really, really cool to hear it from him.
And I want to say, I am really honored. You are the first female that I'm interviewing for the Creative Mind series. And I was tuning in and just holding my hand on my heart, and I am right now. And I just want to say, Desiree, not only did I have the honor of sitting in that theater and watching your amazing movie that you and your whole team have created, but the essence of your soul and the heart energy and the vision and the universal truths. I talk about universal truths of awareness, self-love, and altruism. It's like everything, every part of that film and essence of who you are stood for love.
I mean, that really was what we wanted, you know, when we created the story with my co-creators, when we sat down, you know, when I initially wrote down the story and I met with him and we spoke about it, what we wanted to do was tell a story of love and let love be irrespective of what was going on in people, in those characters' lives, and irrespective of what was going on in the system of apartheid, that love was the center, love was the foundation, and love was the one that led these two people and the people we would like to think that lived in that time, so, and even today.
Well, let's talk about, you know, we're going to dive into the actual movie in a bit, but I want to really dive into the essence of your mind and your creativity and how the different ideas dropped into your awareness for this film. Take us through that.
So for me, I love the human mind, and I've always been fascinated by it, and just really more just the different layers, you know, of who we are as human beings. And so when I create stories, I always want to create stories that are more from the human experience, and just from the human, from the different layered complexity of who we are as human beings. You know, and so that's how I approach my stories and the characters that I work in, whether they're the protagonists or the antagonists. It's just the different layers of who they are as human beings and what drives them. And so for me, where my creativity comes from, I think, because I am obviously a believer of Jesus Christ. So for me, I always believe that he drops it in, you know, in because half of the stuff sometimes that comes, it cannot come from just my own self. I don't think I have the capacity within myself too. So to kind of pull in from a larger, bigger, greater creator or creative being, that's where I draw my inspiration from and stories. Sometimes they come through my dreams, and then I remember in my dreams I always say, "Ooh, this would be a great story or a great film," and then I wake up and I write it down.
Okay, first of all, I'm getting chills, and when you just said that, we all talk about the sixth sense and like intuition. And, you know, I love the series. It's about creativity fuels the soul. And when you just said like the unseen energy, and from your perspective, that's Jesus Christ, other people, you know, there's other ascended masters, God, we all have our version of higher love and self. Yes. And I read some of the articles, but then I felt your spirit. I felt not only you when I met you, you radiate love, your smile, your energy. And, you know, that feeling of oneness, and when you're accessing that level of love, do you find that you have more clear dreams or clear knowings or clear ideas or clear synchronicities when you're working with others?
Yes, most definitely. And it's also about, I think, when I'm working with others, also respecting who they are and seeing who they are, you know, as creative people. Because what, even when working on the film, what I said was, I can only do what I know how to do. And you guys coming in have all of these different skills and these different gifts that you also have. And you know the story that I want to tell. And I explained to them and we worked through it. But then what I always said was, I want you to bring you to whatever department that you're working in. So I never approach my filmmaking as me telling them what to do. But it's just like I guide them in terms of the story and the vision that I have, but then I also leave room open for them to be who they are, whether it is the wardrobe person to express themselves, whether it is the art department, you know, because I can't do what they do. So I can't dictate and put and impose myself on them. So I like to work to allow people to also just be who they are and just bring the gifts that they also have.
That is beautiful. So you're saying, please, please, let's co-create. You have this avatar power. I have this one. Let's have fun. Let's play. Here's my vision. What's your vision? And it sounds like you actually thoroughly enjoy the creative process of connecting from one soul to the next.
I do. I remember when I was in theater and I was started off as an actress in theater. I was way more fascinated about what was going on behind the scenes. And the rehearsal process, the creative process, was the thing that I enjoyed, you know, more than, you know, the, let's say, the 30 minutes on stage. So just that process, yes, it's exhausting. Yes, it's hard sometimes. Yes, you know, all of the stuff. But I love it. I think I thrive more in that then, you know, once it's out there, or when I'm on stage, or at the time when I was on stage, or when it's finished.
So it sounds like you enjoy the every part of the process and being creative and troubleshooting and the ideas and where they come.
Yep, I do. I really do. Every aspect of it. Even when I can't figure out what story I want to tell right now, and even when I'm trying to figure out, you know, what that would look like, I love the whole process of creating.
I'm smiling. So do I. Okay, so I know that there was this moment in time where the title of this amazing film that's Oscar buzzworthy just came into your awareness. Can you take us through that moment and then sort of the process of getting where you're at now?
So I started from a very young age writing poetry. That's how I started in terms of writing. And so what I realized was when I'm creating something, or when I'm writing even poetry, it depends on what comes first in my heart. So sometimes it really, I remember this one time I was busy showering and I was looking at a shampoo bottle, and then I saw the word penetrating, which was thinking about the shampoo, but just the word penetrating stuck to me.
Oh my goodness. I believe that there are no coincidences that's exactly when we got cut off. What are your thoughts about the no coincidences, especially with creativity?
I mean, I think the whole beauty of us being creative beings is being able to adapt to all these little changes as they happen.
Yes. And still have fun, because you and I, like, my spirit was like, oh my gosh, I get to talk to Desiree today. Woo. And like, you were just about to talk about creativity and the impact. And that's right when we stop. But I feel like this is great. This is like part two of meeting with you, Desiree. So yay.
We are here and we are excited.
So tell us about when it dropped the title of The White Line dropped into your awareness. What was going on for you and how did things evolve?
So I was busy watching, I was here in the States, and I was busy watching something, and it had to do with the civil rights movement. And then so I was watching this program, and then as it finished, the thought of we've got so much history in Namibia as well that I have not seen or on television anybody tell, especially a rich past and people that lived in that time and that deep stuff in that time whose voices are really, really silenced right now. So, and I knew I wanted to tell them a story, I wanted to do a film, but I didn't know what that would be. And so the thing that really came in my heart was really just the title first, and that's what I wrote down on my notebook, just The White Line. And I was trying to think, and then, you know, as we all know, we don't force it. It needs to flow, you know, from our heart. So I just kind of left it until the story hit later.
Yes. Yes. No, I understand. And then how did you get together with Michael? Tell us all about that.
I think it's also what you said earlier, you know, nothing happens for no reason. And I also believe that there's no coincidence, you know, there's nothing that happens for no reason. Even the good or the bad, whichever way, everything is for always a reason and a purpose. So I'm just kind of those that I didn't know who Michael was. And so my cousin was getting married, and so she was looking for somebody to do a song for her that she walks down the aisle with.
I love this.
And so Michael is also a musician in Namibia. He's a singer. He's a songwriter, brilliant. And so I had met him through my cousin's fiance at the time, who heard his song. and wanted it to be part of, you know, the song that the wife works down the aisle on. And so I met him.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Shut the front door. So it was because of the union of love, and there are no coincidences, that you met Michael, and then the movie is about love. So, I mean, how cool is that?
Clearly, everything was already set up. All we had to do was just walk in them.
I love it.
And it's so funny because then while I sat, because I was the bridesmaid, so while I sat with Michael, we were talking about the wedding, and so we started talking about arts and our love for arts. And that's when I told him, I'm like, oh, I'm working on the story. You know, I have the story idea, and, you know, it's called The White Line, and et cetera, et cetera. And he's like, oh, it's brilliant. Send it to me. And then we're like, okay, let's get back to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And funny enough, we also found out that Michael and I are actually related.
What?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
How are you guys related?
So,
is that, or can you not say?
No. Most definitely, I can. So basically, from my grandmother's side, he's I think it's either his great uncle or he's somebody. We know him as our uncle, but I think it's either his father's his mother's brother.
Yes. Wow.
Yes. And that's how we found out.
Okay. So I just have to say something because I tuned in before our interview and I was like, okay, so first of all, I'm not starstruck by you. I'm soul struck. Second of all, your intuitive process, I tuned into that. Third of all, I was like, ancestors, ask her all about her ancestors too. So I feel like your ancestors from the others, like if I know, well, I don't want to assume your belief system, but I believe that energy, that love never dies, and that the spirit of our ancestors always within our hearts and within energy fields in the universe. And I believe there's like this divine orchestra happening with all the moving parts of this film.
No, 100%. I mean, this is one thing that we said, and sometimes even just, we were just like, you know, half of the things that happened with this film and how it went and how it worked out and the places we thought was not going to even, you know, end there, it did, or, you know, just the things that, the difficulties that we thought we were not going to overcome, it did. And mostly really was just, you know, our faith really that just continuously said, let's just keep going.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting chills. And oh my God, I'm getting lightning bolt chills when you said faith. And I read that you guys filmed this in 14 days in 3 cities.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes,
we did. Wow. I mean, the synergy of the cast, the acting. Tell us all about like how you came to pick the characters. I mean, there's so much love that's gone into this.
No, definitely. So what we did was when we were the three of us, Girly, which is also the main actress.
Sylvie, right?
Michael. Yeah, Sylvia, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, who's a screenplay writer, and me. So we were the three producers of this film, and we were all new to film producing, film directing, and so, but we knew what we wanted. We knew that we wanted to do something different. We knew that we wanted a story that will impact. We knew that we wanted a story that will transcend the Namibian borders. And so that's really what, as much as we didn't know what we were doing, we knew that is what we wanted.
Okay, so you're going to go deeper dive on the characters, but I just want to say right when I finished watching the film in Beverly Hills, and I thought, oh my goodness, not only was this an era film in the 1960s apartheid, but you transcended cultural boundaries, love boundaries, generational overlay, healing, trauma, race, the layers of what you accomplished, the three of you, I was literally like, I was actually smiling and I was so happy. And I was like, this film, I do agree. I love that Chris Gordon, in our first part of the part one of the podcast, who introduced me to your film and invited me to the screening, he talked about impact. And that's one of my passions, Desiree, not only as a doctor, but also as a producer and host, of being in touch with different types of media and transmedia that teaches universal truths of love. So keep going. I just want to say, you like, you just knocked it out of the park, and your heart energy is what drew me, like, drawing me to this interview. But I feel like I can't even wait. Like, I hope I get to meet more of the whole crew. I mean, you guys are amazing.
No, and I think that goes with the question you asked earlier, to be able to do what we did in a short time with the little experience that we had was because of everybody that was part of the film, from the crew to the cast, even the people that helped us out without giving us their house to use to shoot a scene. Like, it's just that whenever we walked into a place and we asked for permission, can we use, you know, your house, or can we use this? It was always, yes, no problem. And so this, and for us, even at the time, we would sit and look, we're like, yo, there's clearly someone out there just, you know, who has gone before us already. And for us, really, for us was God, because that's who, you know, that is who we believed in. And that is who we, you know, we were like, please take over, because we as we are doing this, we're doing it because we love, first of all, we love art. We love creativity. We love storytelling. That is where we all come from. Mm-hmm. I knew Girlie years earlier, because we were in drama school together, in drama class together. And so for us, it was all of the stuff that we spoke about doing, all of the stuff that we wished we were doing, all of the opportunities that we wished we had at the time that we wanted to create.
Do you know what I call that? I like to talk about the linear universe and the nonlinear, the Newtonian and the quantum. But with you and she as visionaries back and dreaming, the importance of dreaming and then seeing in the future. And just like when you wrote down the white line and then you let it flow, it sounds like your connection with Girlie is something that transcends. Like, I find that when we are creatives and we have someone that resonates with the same heart and mind wisdom, that's where all the magic happens. It's like you guys have had magic in your co-creation for a very long time. So it's like, watch and be amazed when different opportunities come up.
No, 100%. And even with Girlie, when I came up with the lead actress in my head and I was writing the story, the character, I knew that I wanted her, because I hadn't spoken to her for a while, for a few years, but I knew that's who I wanted to lead. And so, funny enough, after years of not speaking to her, I ran into her in a supermarket. And at the time, she had just been retrenched.
She had just what?
Like, I'm working on the story. She had just been retrenched from her job.
Oh, my goodness.
And so when I ran into her, after years of not seeing her, and not knowing all of this stuff, but I knew she was the lead actress that I wanted to use.
You knew this before you ran into her?
Oh, yeah. I knew.
I love this.
I wanted to play Sylvia, and I knew it was her already.
Oh, my God. I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. This is like the fun behind the scenes. Like, if we could produce like the cutest thing where it's like, dun, 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 the wedding chapel, dun, 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 the supermarket. Dun, dun, dun. We believe in God. Dun, dun, dun. Sacred space. I mean, wow. Okay. So keep going. Tell us more. Tell us more. I mean, I want people to watch the film. It's like, I almost want to tell a lot about the film, but I also know you're not supposed to do that, right? I want you to guide me. Cause like, first of all, the acting was next level. The synergy, the way the acting happened and the way the feelings, the emotions, even the very first scene, I remember when Sylvia was getting out of bed and Peter was, and the way you shot their different, the very different, their skin tone, right? So like the way you shot that film, like each scene, like if you and I were to sit there, maybe we'll get to do this someday, right? And sit there and go, dun, 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 5 minutes, epoch, what should she just shoot? She just did like, right? It was like, it's like they're power packs of epochs of race, feeling, and even the pauses and the way it was filmed, the way the characters were, the way I'm getting chills. One of the big,
I think that's also the beauty. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Of working with such limited time and such limited budget is also you zero in.
So can I just say something too? Because I always love, I get things in threes. And right when you were talking about God, I wrote down sacred space, sacred space, sacred space. And I feel like this film transcends. I think there was a time when in the film that Sylvia really broke down and she allowed, maybe we can go and really honor that time and who, like how she was supposed to behave as a Black woman at this time in history with a white man, and that time in the street where she got out of the car and she just let him have it. But she wasn't, she really was, it's almost like that was a moment of huge vulnerability and transparency. And the way you had the acting, but also the way Sylvia and Peter then were holding sacred space for one another, for their differences, and also not only their differences in gender, but the timing, their role, and who, like how she was working for him, and even their love. And so can you just talk a little bit about that concept of creating sacred space, not only on the set, but actually in the film and in people's minds?
I mean, for Sylvia and Peter's character, it was important that for me and for the characters as well, and for the actors to know each other offset and to be able to be comfortable with themselves and with each other offset before we even start rolling the camera, to be able to feel safe with each other off camera, offset, so that when we brought them into the space, then they just flowed and fed off each other because they had created a mutual respect and a mutual safe space for both of them to just be able to just be when we're rolling the cameras.
So I'm getting some key things from you. I want to really elevate you as a female director and producer. I want to honor your creative process of being in flow and letting ideas come to you. I want to honor your faith-driven approach of your vision. I want to also note that when you're picking people to work with, you look at their heart and their wisdom. We talked about the synchronicity of energy. And then it sounds like in the moment of now, which this is the only moment we ever have, but when you're filming or getting ready to do a scene or even before, you're saying you want to create a sacred space for the synergy to happen and to allow it so that things can be magical, even when things, when there's like hiccups.
No, perfectly said, because things will go wrong.
Yeah, just like today, you and I were like exactly. The show. You, by the way, shout out to us, everyone. We're going to do this in two parts. Her microphone wasn't working and we're like, no, 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 no. We're doing this podcast because we want to have fun, right?
Yes.
So like we can look at it like, because then we can bring it in to also model to people that things like we have this idea of how things go, but then it's how we stay in flow and how we react. And so I want exactly. Right. And I want to get back. I want to make sure we elevate. I'm going to launch this interview on 2 days from now. And I want to really make sure you get a chance. I want to go back and talk about your own family in a little bit, but I want to really elevate the family of the White Line and any like words that you want to say about, because like Anne Marie, was that character was amazing. There's so much that went into this. How you're feeling at this moment in time. Are you still in the United States right now?
Yes, I'm still in Orlando. I'm still in the U.S.
Yes. So how are you feeling at this moment during this interview? And by the way, I don't know if you want to announce it. I mean, oh my God, I just heard. I mean, I was up at 1 a.m. getting excited for you guys. There's about to be another screening in LA. I have patients tomorrow. I wish I could go. It's at the Landmark, right? At 3:00 on November 4th, right? On Pico Boulevard in LA. And can you let everyone know what that screening's about and what kind of news you guys are finding out about this amazing film?
So Asian World Film Festival is an Oscar qualifying festival. And so one of Leonora Granada, who is now a producer on the film as well, and who's also doing PR.
Mm-hmm.
So she really, really pushed for us to be a part of this festival.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time ever, they were doing a window into Africa.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. You know, right when you were saying that, I was thinking about what this means for Nambia and for you as a female from an empowerment, directing your first film. But also when I was at the Q&A watching the film, you told me that some of the people on set, when there were certain words used that were vibrational frequency words that are not kind, that you had to help people. Can you talk a little bit about that? That when you're capturing that time period of apartheid and some of the hatred, because I think it's really important. I mean, you and I are having fun talking about creativity and laughter and intuition, but the reason why I also just love what you've done is to me, the film was incredibly healing and showing different emotions of hatred or ancestral betrayals. And I just feel like, what was it like for you as a director with what you were accomplishing, getting people ready for some of those scenes that were pretty, really, really intense?
I mean, I think it's kind of what I said earlier, that it's the people that we were working with, the crew and the cast, which we had a very diverse cast and crew.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really, really cool too, because each person, as we were filming, got to really see and understand the past as it was playing out in front of them. And also, I think what we did was, again, we created a space where we said to everybody, what's happening right now and what needs to be said and done, it's only for that, for this time.
Yes.
And it's okay for you to be this character. It's okay to say these words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, because a lot of the people were struggling in rehearsals with certain words and certain actions. But then again, I had to let them know it is okay.
Right. Because the being set in the 1960s and the apartheid and the forbidden love between race. And by the way, that concept, you know, it's also very universal, because that concept of forbidden love is alive and strong. I mean, I know we're in 2021, but I think depending on where you're at in different countries or here in the United States, there's different cultural awarenesses within people's minds. So I wanted to say that's something that I know when you were doing the Q&A with Chris Gordon, that concept of someone's mind, your mind, my mind, I call it our neurostyle, that we all process and perceive things in our unique way. And what you did with the characters based on their race, their age, their in the film what their roles were, whether you were the one who was the person that was the hired help versus the person who was allegedly, you know, above you, the way you did that, those power struggles exist all the time, everywhere. And the way you did it, although it was very well done with the 1960s, with the outfits, with everything, I was reading everything it took to get that to happen. You did mission accomplished, transcend beyond that time period, beyond Nambia. I mean, I'm like so grateful for you.
Thank you, Dr. Denise. I appreciate it. And again, it's to say, you know, I was working with some really talented people, you know, Gurley, Sunet, JB, Shaw, Vanessa, all of the Mervyn, all of the actors that I was working with came in. Understanding the story that we were telling, understanding the pain and the trauma where that comes from, but also the love that we wanted to come through, the hope that we wanted to come through in the film. So them taking on these characters was really seeing beyond just what was happening and what was being said, and really seeing the characters and the space and the time that they had to live in and live through and fight through, and just taking that on. So, I mean, I was just blessed to be working with really incredible actors that are really, really talented.
Yes. I want to give them the entire crew, which a total shout out, because I mean, the character, you know, Anne Marie, the amount of hatred, I could feel the vitriol. Like, I was like, oh no, here we go. What is she going to do now? I'm like, oh boy. And I'm a high level empath. So even when I'm watching a film and I know it's a film, I get so into the characters in the film that I'm like, oh my goodness, that does not feel good. I feel like we even talked about that in the Q&A, right? Some of the words that were said were like, oh, it felt like nails on the chalkboard. So how do I say, is it Sunet? How do I say Anne-Marie's?
Sunet, yes.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Her, yeah, that's her real name.
Sunet. Like, wow. Sunet. Wowzers. You really did a great, like, whoa. All of you, I mean, the whole cast did fantastic. So I have a question for you. This is just a kind of here, you know, the business side. I want to also commend, I think it's really important, since this is the Creative Mind series, what it takes to not only have the creativity, the vision, the synergy, the synchronicity, the faith, but then there's the linear business part of how do you get the word out? How do you raise the funds, and how do people see this film? So can you just educate us a bit about that?
I mean, I think first and foremost, especially because we were new producers coming in, so we had to learn a lot of this stuff ourselves as we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also knew, and we're not lying to ourselves in knowing that we didn't know a lot, and we were open to learn.
That's wonderful.
We were open to make mistakes, and we were open to learn. We were open to ask questions, even though it might have seemed like a silly question, but it was important for us to be able to just ask the questions. What do you mean by this? Okay, so this is what's needed. What is that?
Right.
And so that we were able to provide and do to the best of our abilities, but to be able to do that, we needed to learn. We needed to be open to learn. We needed to know that we didn't know this much, and we needed to be an empty, open bucket.
Yes.
And also filter that.
Yes. Okay, fantastic.
Filter what comes in. If it's constructive, we take it on. If it's not, we let it go. And we also needed to understand that whatever is said, it's not personal. And also the one thing that when we were raising funds and we were trying to get the film out there, was what we said to each other, was Gurley, Michael and I, was the worst thing that they can say is no. And even that would hurt us, so we just gonna keep going.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So how can people right now, well, I want to get to that in a minute. Before I do that, can we, I wanted to hear a little bit more for some reason. What's your mom's first name?
Inglesia.
Can you say that again? Because I had a little...
Inglesia.
Okay, great. So can you tell us a little bit about your mom, the spirit of who she is, and any way that she might be a role in your heart? Because I felt like it was really important before I did this interview. I was like, oh, I've got to ask Desiree about her mom.
So my mom is kind of what you said earlier, who you are. She's a complete apathy.
Aww.
She feels everything and about everybody.
She's an empath.
So she's that person.
Bless her heart.
She's always been that person, you know, and she's the kind of person that she would be driving down the street and she will see somebody, a child, for instance, doesn't have clothes, it's winter time. She would literally get them in the car, drive them to the shop. Her last money, she'll buy her the clothes, drop them where they need to go, and just kind of go about her life. That's who she's always been. And to a point, sometimes I would get mad with her. I'm just like, you can't help everybody.
Do you know what my son said to me? In fact, I'm going to be picking up in a little bit. I can't believe that you said that to her. My son, out of nowhere, on the way home, he's like, now, Mom, you know you're a little bit too kind at times. And when he was 5 years old, he looked at me with his brown eyes. By the way, I adopted him, but he's like my spirit son. He looked at me with his brown eyes and he said to me, now, Mom, don't give all of our money away. And it was really interesting. It was right before I had fraud committed. And by the way, I'm fine. I'm like doing fine. But it's like kids, I also want to give a shout out to children and how our kids are our biggest teacher. So I bet your mom really respects you. Is she, what has she said about this film? Like, how is she feeling about her daughter right now?
I mean, because she's in the film too. I put her in there.
Oh, sneaky, sneaky daughter you. I have to watch it again.
So on the bus scenes, mm-hmm. one of the ladies in there, mm-hmm. she's my mom.
Oh, fantastic.
The one that leans over and speaks.
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful. So she's super proud.
So basically, because for the longest time, I was always writing poetry for the longest, since I can remember. And I think that the very first poems that I wrote, I was like a 9 or 10. And then she took it, framed it, because she couldn't understand how this little child, you know, grew up in an environment where there wasn't any of this stuff, I could write something like that. And she framed this poem for the longest time. But then also at the same time...
Wait, what was the name of the poem?
Is life... Are we living life or is life living us? That's literally all I can remember.
Oh, my God. I'm getting chills. I'm like back in the little cute Desiree. I just picture you with your hand on your hip. Like, what is going on this planet Earth? So there, I have arrived.
I was always the kid. That's the thing. I was always the quiet, shy, reserved child in my own mind
mm-hmm.
growing up. And I still am in as much. I had to learn to come up to always, I have my very best cousin who's always saying, just snap out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
So my mom didn't really understand the art and what I was doing, also because of the generation that she comes from.
Yes.
So it was important for me to involve her, to get her on set, to see what was happening.
Yes.
And I think her seeing that really understood who I was as a person and why I've been pushing to do this for the longest time. And quit a lot of jobs.
Oh,
and she was like, are you crazy?
I love this because you were following your passion and your happiness, but you also knew that the way you wanted to create and produce and co-create
yes.
was to reach an unseen energy of love that transcends. And yeah. So it's so cool that she got to see that. So I wanted to ask you right here as we're wrapping up, can you tell us a little bit about how people can watch the film or what's up next for The White Line?
So, first of all, I am, just to put it out there, I am the first female director in Namibia to fully shoot, successfully finish a feature film.
Okay, ready? Woot, 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 woot. Yay! Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And between the three of us, Girly, Michael, and I, we are the youngest producers of this film that really is one of the biggest films that has done tremendously huge for our industry so far in Namibia. So this is pretty cool for us.
Can you tell all the awards that you've gotten so far?
So we've won a few awards. Best feature film. Girly got best direct. Best actress. You know, we got nominated at best cinematography. We got nominated for, you know, best screenplay, best first-time director. I won best first-time director. So we've got all of these awards. And when we were doing this, we really wanted to just continuously break the barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we submitted our film by ourselves independently to the Oscar in a general category. So we are basically in the running for... where it falls under best picture, best director, best actress. So going up the big guys in Hollywood.
Woo-hoo! Oh my gosh. Now, I'm sorry. That little 9-year-old has come a long way. Fierce, fierce, loving, kind. Wow. So, and I'm in the moment. I believe that there are no coincidences. I just was like, oh my goodness. I was looking at The White Line on Instagram last night. And I saw all of this and I was like, oh my goodness, what an honor to spend this time with you today, Desiree. I've been so excited. I cleared my patient schedule a bit. I have a candle lit here before I pick my son up. I was tuning in. I was like thanking your ancestors. So this time with just in this moment of time for me, so sacred. And I can't believe I have gotten to meet you. And then Chris Gordon did a shout out in the last show.
Thank you, Chris Gordon.
Yeah. So Chris Gordon is really like, tell Desiree, I'm so excited. So how can everyone find you and how can everyone watch the film?
Okay. So like you said earlier, tomorrow we will be screening at the Asian World Film Festival at the Landmark Cinema. But we are also working on distribution currently. So hopefully we'll be getting it on, you know, one of the big platforms. But in the meantime,
by the way, just so you know, I sent it to some people in the industry, like the night I met you, I did. And then I just did another shout out about you to someone right before our interview. So I'll make sure I send this interview as well.
No, thank you. Thank you. No, it's really, we really appreciate it. You know, we have gotten this far, not by ourselves, but by every single person that really saw the film, saw us and, you know, believed what we did and what we're trying to do. And for us, really, as much as it's about our career, it's also about the industry back in Namibia. It's about the people back in Namibia and just create and being able to create, an opportunity and just not even opportunity, but just hope that it is possible.
Well, I want to do a really big, I am kind of traveling in many universes these days, not only a mother, an integrative psychiatrist, a host, a producer, and just a human being. Right. So I was just going to say the most profound thing that I can also say about this film is not only all those accolades that you've gotten in the linear industries and then being up for, you know, the Oscar buzzworthy congratulations to every level, but I will tell you the reason why I am so honored to have you as the first female director is because of your heart energy and because I believe through cinema, through shows, through transmedia, that we can have healing and open up our minds to unique perspectives. And I just want to compliment the way the acting was done, the way it was shot, really captured the essence of feelings, of sadness, of betrayal of how could this even be possible? How could another human being be treated this way? How can then someone then transcend love? So I just feel like the healing part of what you accomplished is touches my heart in a way that words cannot describe.
No, really, thank you. Really, thank you. And really, and I'm really glad that, you know, that you got that, because really that is what we wanted to do. We didn't want to talk, though it's set in such a terrible time, we didn't want it to divide or cause violence or hate, but really just to see, but then also just for the love to come through and the hope of forgiveness, the hope of moving forward, the hope, you know. And so
one of my dreams about something like your film is not only that it reaches the masses, but that someone, like, you know, when we're doing integrative healing discussions, like if you were to show snippets of this film to people that are in middle schools all across the world about race and love and forbidden love, you could take snippets of the film and we could create curriculum that's very short and sweet that could be super healing and conversation starters for people that wouldn't know how to talk about this.
No, by all means. I mean, if anything, you know, if it can go into all of those different industries and different mediums to really just open hearts and open minds, I mean, we are open for it.
Yeah, so let's get the money. Let's get the awards. Let's get the distribution. I just have to throw it out there, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And then is there anyone you want to say thank you? Any more thank yous before we got to find out how to find you. Where can everyone? I'm going to put links in the bio, but where can everyone find you?
I'm on Instagram, Desiree_Kahikopo. I'm on Facebook, Desiree Kahikopo Mefe. The White Line is also on Instagram and Facebook. So any, if you want to get in touch, you can DM. I will always respond. We always respond.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to play a little music here. I know that you and I are being really flexible with this production, but I'm grateful to know you. And I can't wait for the day when you come back to LA and we can go out on my convertible and rock out to some tunes and celebrate all this together.
Oh yes, I am holding you to that word.
Oh, you got it. I'm taking you out to dinner. My treat, wherever you want to go. Okay, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us. And I can't wait for you all to see the White Line. Thank you so much for who you are, Desiree.
No, thank you, Dr. Denise. Thank you for your time, you know, for this. This is pretty awesome. And just thank you to everybody that has been part of the White Line. So we appreciate it.
Cheers. Love you guys.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye.